We are in Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, and today we're doing 21 through 49, the verses 21 through 49, which really center on the second coming in Zion. Of course, they're gathering to Missouri, and they're very anxious to prepare for Zion. They think the Lord's going to come tomorrow. Wouldn't that be awesome? I hope he comes tomorrow. But one of the things I love is at the beginning of the millennium, the earth will be changed from its telestial, the lowest kingdom, to the terrestrial, the middle kingdom state. And only the righteous will have the ability to live on it. And at the end of the 1,000 years, so terrestrial is no murders, no that deny Christ. So really righteous people who are striving. But that's a huge range of abilities and people seeking for God in their life. But it says the righteous, and I love that it labels it that, because it's a huge range. At the end of the 1,000 years, the faithful and who are worthy, it will be changed to a celestialized state, and they will dwell thereon. So that's the end of the millennium. And then I love that it starts in 21 about the earth being transfigured. That's why I wanted to say that. And then in 23, but unto him that keepeth my commandments, I will give the mysteries of the kingdom. And the same shall be in him a well of living water springing up to everlasting life. And I just think, what an amazing thing for obedience. When I've taught this in seminary, I've said to the kids, if you could ask the Lord anything in the next few years of your life, what would you want to know the answer to? What would be something that you would say, could you tell me this? And always they'll have marriage and kids and job and college and mission and all of those things. And here's the promise that if we are obedient, that the Spirit will dwell in us. And when it says a well of living water springing up to everlasting life, that's him. He is living water. He will be in us through the Spirit guiding and directing us. And it reminds me of this quote from President Nelson that you'll recognize. I urge you to stretch beyond your current spiritual ability to receive personal revelation. For the Lord has promised that if thou shalt seek, thou shalt receive revelation upon revelation, knowledge upon knowledge, that thou mayest know the mysteries and peaceable things, that which bringeth joy and that which brings life eternal. There is so much more that our Father in heaven wants you to know. As Elder Neil A. Maxwell taught, to those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, it is clear. The Father and the Son are giving away the secrets of the universe. Nothing opens the heavens quite like the combination of increased purity, exact obedience, earnest seeking, and I would say earnest seeking and repentance, daily feasting on the words of Christ in the Book of Mormon, and regular time committed to temple and family history work. We are promised with those things, those small and simple things. Get really good at practicing becoming like the Savior, repenting and seeking him, reading your scriptures, that he will dwell in us and walk with us and guide us. And that's worth everything when you are looking at those questions you want answered. It is huge. Okay, I love that he says assemble, but not in haste. You need to be patient, or he tells us this in 24, pestilence. There just won't be enough. And we see that. I don't know how great they were about obeying that, but it didn't work well. So obviously not in the way that he thought. And we just watched the Three Witnesses movie last night, and it was great because as David Whitmer is talking to the news reporter, he says, you have to remember this was a perfect plan, but not perfect people. And that's the thing, is these people were eagerly seeking, as we all are, but none of us are perfect. So is it going to go off without a hitch? No way. How important it is that we walk with the Lord and keep those daily things in our life. So I love that. Behold the land, and this is what's so cool in 25. Behold the land of Zion, I the Lord hold it in my hand. So trust it is my plan. Trust you can't mess it up. As long as you are striving, you can't mess it up. Just keep striving. 26, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. This earth is not the end. The next life, when it's the millennium, and even at the end of the millennium, when it's celestialized, that's the reward. That's when we dwell with God and all things will be wonderful. We get so much time to there. So lay aside the things that are concerning you. Just really worry about striving to keep that spirit with you and his guidance and becoming who he wants us to become, which do not waste the days of our probation. Repent, be seeking, earnestly seeking every single day. And should that be an uphill battle, President Irene said it should be an uphill battle. There is a lot that God needs to refine in me. I highly doubt there will ever be a time that I get to say I'm done. If the prophet can't, then for sure I can't. Okay, he tells them in all those next verses, 27, 28, 29, spend everything you can to purchase lands. And the reason is, for them at that time, they really thought this was going to be Zion. It will be. And those lands will be theirs. It will. It is all coming. God is a God of law, a God of order, a God of promise. And those lands will be restored and for the church. And when he says, use all you can for that, it will bless our church and it will be our inheritance. So it is coming. I don't know when. But it is. Okay, jump to 34. It says, and the saints also shall hardly escape. And what that means is there will, right before that it says, the wicked will slay the wicked. And there's that scripture that says it is by the wicked that the wicked are punished. It's just because he removes himself. He is gone. In 32, and that's where it says, I am holding my spirit from the inhabitants of the earth. He's just holding it back. He can't. We're wicked. We don't deserve it. And so that's what it's talking about. And then in 34, and the saints shall hardly escape. The righteous suffer right alongside the wicked. But the Lord, nevertheless, I, the Lord, am with them and will come down in heaven from the presence of my Father and consume the wicked. He will be with us. He will walk with us in the peace that will come. That is everything. And behold, this is not yet, but by and by. Okay, he talks about in 40, and let all the money which can be spared, again, that same thing, buy all the lands you can, it will be the inheritance. It goes all the way down to 43. Nevertheless, let him impart all the money he can to set up the land of Zion. And then in 44, behold, these things are in his own hands. Let him do according to his wisdom. And I love that because wisdom is God's knowledge. And God inspires and guides. So do what he's proven already that he is a wise steward and God can trust him and he will be guided by the Spirit. 45, verily I say, let him be ordained an agent unto the disciples that shall tarry and let him be ordained to this power. And so this is Newell K. Whitney is going to stay back and run all of those things. The church is now separating in different locations. And so he is now an agent there to be led by God to do that. Make sure they get all the lands they can. Okay, in 46, they're told to go to all the different places, locations, and repeat the same message. 47, he that is unfaithful is faithful and endures shall overcome. That's exactly what we talked about yesterday, that it's striving every single day, working to follow him and do what he asks, his will by obedience. And that is the inheritance, is that we overcome the world and that we get to live in that celestialized state with God at the end of the millennium. And so it takes a long time to prove that we will feel comfortable there. I loved Elder Holland's talk when he said, but don't make me go, I want to live with you, but don't make me suffer this and don't make me go through this and don't make me do. I feel like I do that. And that's why it so struck me. We get a long time to refine and prove that we will continue through all things to follow God, through all trials, through all hardships, that our earnest seeking and desire is to repent and follow him. Thank heavens we have all that time so that we will feel comfortable living in his presence, so that we feel like, we will always feel honored. And like Sister Reeve said in her talk, is this really all that was required? When we look at Lehi and Nephi and Amulek and Alma, that's who we want to be with. And so it is going to be a lifetime. I truly believe my dad is with them. He was not Lehi and did not have to leave in the wilderness, but that man strived, if that's the right way, strove every day to lead his family closer to Christ. Every day we had family prayer. Every day we had scripture study, home evening, the temple. He was such an example, and I really believe that's what it's talking about. And that's when we feel comfortable living with the Savior, because he has become our center and our he dwells in us, a well of living water. Okay, in 48, he that sendeth up treasures unto the land of Zion shall receive an inheritance in this world, and his work shall follow him, and a reward in the world to come. And that's what this is all about, is the reward is the next life. And it will. Those people, it is not in vain. God is a God of honor and truth, and he will fulfill his promise and his covenant to them. So even though they were frustrated, being driven from the land, feeling like, what the heck is going on? Or we could look back at that. It will come. God will fulfill his promise. And it will come. It's just not yet. I hope you know the church is true. And more than that, I hope you know how much our Savior loves you.